That shelter-in-place announcement we just heard from Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick has all of Boston and several suburbs, around a million people, at a near standstill. That includes a shutdown of the region's rail, bus, and subway system, all because of the search for one young man. NPR's Chris Arnold is in Boston and reports on what has been an eerie and nerve-wracking day.
I'm in Boston's downtown crossing area. This is the main shopping center downtown. You can hear, I think it's the old Filene's building bell ringing. Macy's is here. There's all kinds of stores. Normally, there would be hundreds of people elbow to elbow on the street here. Today, there's almost nobody. There's maybe 15 people walking down the street. And most of the stores are grated up. You can hear the metal grates that have been pulled down.
Boston has never been like this on a Friday afternoon. It's crazy.
Mark Mallard is walking down the sidewalk. He's walking with a cane. A dozen military police and Boston police are spread out across the intersection here, but the sidewalks are empty.
I'm used to seeing everybody bumping into people. No stores open. I came down to get something to eat. Nothing's open. I live down here. I'm a veteran, and I live downtown, and this is something like a ghost town.
City sidewalks between tall buildings definitely seem ominous when they're empty in the middle of the day. The lack of people somehow makes things seem more cavernous.
The only thing I say is this. I hope we don't let them win by hiding behind doors. You know, because we hide behind them doors and they win, no matter whatever happens. So make your life as normal as possible.
Across the street, Arthur Christopoulos is also looking for a place to get some food. He's a pharmacology professor from Australia who came here for a conference, but now he's just out wandering around.
It's amazing how Boston has quickly become a ghost town. But I think my view, at least, is that the response has been appropriate given the circumstance. It seems pretty well coordinated, and I think they're doing the right thing, so we just got to abide by it.
Still, not everybody heard about the lockdown. Christina Belbin is a secretary who came downtown with her boyfriend to do some shopping, only to find out that the stores are closed and there's police everywhere. It turns out that I'm the one who tells her that the city's shut down.
Oh really? Yeah. Like every building around here?
Well, they ask businesses to close and they ask people to stay home just because they don't know where the guy is. And, you know.
I didn't get that memo. Well, that's scary.
Belbin said she was going to head home. Over closer to where the manhunt's been happening, of course, many residents have been really nervous all day. Cindy Brooks lives in Watertown, where she's been staying in her house with her 16-year-old daughter. We reached her by phone.
Quite honestly, very anxious, even a little concerned for our safety. And I think that escalated significantly when we, you know, began watching the news.
But the anxiety is not just coming through her TV. It's in her backyard. Officers searched Brooks's property earlier today.
Camouflage-dressed military personnel, police, they just come to the windows. They give us the thumbs up, and they keep looking.
Half a mile away, over in Cambridge, Larry Tisch came out to walk his dog in the morning. He noticed that it was very, very quiet, and a neighbor told him what was actually going on.
The other thing that's weird is that the trees are blooming today. Like, yesterday these trees hadn't blossomed, and today they're blossoming, you know. That's the other thing. There's always kind of this beauty around the tremendous discord and, you know, stuff that's going on a half mile away with thousands of cops.
And on a spring day after a long Boston winter, everybody wants to be outside. So around the city, people are hoping that they catch this suspect very soon. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.